Got a question probably for you, Chris. It's from Adam. He says, how does blood actually clot?
Very good question. I suppose the simplest way of thinking about this is it's a bit like glue in a tube, in the sense that you've got various components inside the glue in the tube, and it's only when they get squeezed out of the tube and they meet the foreign environment of the air and the surface outside the tube that they then get sticky and stick things together. Now, in blood are several elements. They include little bits of cells called platelets, which are programmed to recognise holes in blood vessels and bind onto them. There are also proteins which are dissolved in the blood, which are able to work like tiny pairs of scissors and cut other proteins to produce a various, well, what we would call, I suppose, a cascade of changes, which culminates in the formation of what we call a fibrin network. This looks like a fishing net inside a blood vessel, which traps blood cells in it, and that acts as a plug to block a hole in a blood vessel, for example. So if you look at how it works, if you have a blood vessel and you injure it, then what happens first is that the platelets, which are circulating in the blood, recognise the fact that when the blood vessel is punctured, there are now foreign surfaces exposed to the blood. The platelets bind on and they release various factors that trigger the blood vessel to constrict, so it gets narrower. That reduces blood loss through the area. It also starts to recruit these other proteins dissolved in the blood, the coagulation factors, activating them sequentially. They cut each other, activating other coagulation factors, and culminating in the production of this cleavage of a protein called fibrinogen to make this fibrin network. And all of this happens in very short space of time, literally seconds for platelets blocking up the hole to minutes for the formation of one of these fibrin networks. And once the vessel has then been plugged, or the gap in the vessel has been plugged, then the cells locally, which line the vessel, overgrow the area which has been breached, and they establish a new smooth lining to the blood vessel, and then the clot is slowly metabolised away by other kinds of cells called macrophages.
Does the same thing happen if you injure a blood vessel which is actually inside your body and it's not exposed to the air and the foreign environment?
Exactly right, because the thing that the platelets and some of these other factors are recognising is collagen, the main building block of connective tissue. And the proteins, including one called von Willebrand's factor in the bloodstream, they are able to recognise the presence of collagen, which is not normally ever seen inside a blood vessel or in a healthy organ, because they're normally kept separate from it. So whenever that interaction occurs, then this tells the factors in the bloodstream that a vessel must have been breached, and therefore you activate the clotting system and it plugs up the hole wherever this occurs. And normally blood vessels keep themselves clear because the lining of the blood vessel, the endothelium, produces various factors which are antithrombotic. They antagonise or prevent blood from clotting. And obviously if you damage the blood vessel, you remove that anticoagulative ability, so it shifts the blood into a pro-coagulation state, and then it starts to clot.